Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ at beringfamily.org. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This is episode 2.6, Trusting the Headlights. I'm about to share something with you that is the simplest thing in all of Scripture, but the hardest thing to live for those of us who try to follow God. It all starts with our day-to-day existence. We get up in the mornings, and most of us get ready for something, school, work, going to the gym or breakfast with friends, even just going to the store to get groceries. We move through our days and routines. We may talk to friends or family members. Some days we have special occasions, and some days we face doctor's appointments that we go into with unsettling uncertainty. But with all of those things on the table on any given day, we face the greatest and most difficult temptation. It's not what you may think. Usually, when we think of temptation, we think of something bad, you know, one of the big major sins that we try to avoid so as not to hurt someone. But the temptation I'm talking about today that gets in the way of the promise I want to talk about begins with the temptation of worry. Do you ever worry? Do you ever go into your day with uncertainty? Well, the equalizing good news is that we all do. We all face each day together in the exact same way. Now, granted, we have some idea, usually, of what a routine might look like. And most of the time, things follow the plans we make. We take the kids to school, go to work, pick them up, cook supper, do homework. For my family, that's a pretty common routine. But every once in a while, something gets thrown in that upsets the apple cart, and we worry. We go to the dentist, everyone's favorite pastime, and cross our fingers that there's not a cavity in one of the back, difficult-to-reach teeth they talk about on toothbrush commercials. Or a person pulls out in front of you in traffic that makes your heart jump, and on the scenarios go that we could describe that get in the way of believing in a simple promise from God that counters our earthly worry. In Genesis 26, God makes an early promise to Isaac about continuing the promise to Abraham. God said long ago, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you." God makes the same promise to Joshua as the people enter the promised land after a long journey of questioning whether God was with them. It's on that promise that Joshua utters his famous mini-sermon, "Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And later in the history of God's people, while in the midst of exile and return to the promised land, Isaiah speaks for God in the same way in Isaiah 41, what is probably the major turning point as the hope of the end of the exile is realized. God, through Isaiah, says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." And then, of course, Jesus teaches us not to worry in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. And then later in Matthew, one of the last public things Jesus says in his preaching after his resurrection as he sends out his followers to spread the good news is, "Surely I am with you always." But like the Bible people, we too are forgetful. We wonder if God is really with us all the time, and we worry, and we get scared. And you want to know why? It's because we live in a world that behaves like a world. It's unpredictable. Good things happen, and bad things happen. And we experience joys, and we experience things that unsettle us. And worst of all, no matter how many movies we watch with people who can see into the future, we just can't see ahead of us, no matter how much we squint our eyes. But God made promises from the very beginning to be with us. And God kept making promises, and God was with the people who dared to put their trust in the one true and living God. Then, when God came and made a human dwelling among us, Jesus said the same thing, "I am with you always." So today, even though we can't see out ahead of us, Jesus continues to say it again. Every day, Jesus says to us who have ears to hear, "I am with you always." The brilliant American writer E.L. Doctorow put it this way, "It's like driving a car at night. You never see further than your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way." Find out more about the Bearing Drive Church of Christ at our website, bearingfamily.org, including our blog and sermons. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/bearingfamily.org and follow us on Twitter at Bearing Drive. And if you are in Houston, join us each Sunday morning to do more than just listen and sing, but to be a part of a family who will love you and whom you will experience the joy of loving as well. Plus, make a note that this Sunday at 1:30, we will screen Hell and Mr. Fudge, the recent award-winning movie about Edward and Sarah Fay Fudge, and Edward's groundbreaking writing on the biblical perspectives on hell that challenge many of our popular notions of the afterlife. And so for now, grace and peace to you until we proclaim the Word of God together again. And remember, God is with us.